Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have Surah Al-Ma'un, Surah number 107. We will read it first and we will know its tafsir, inshallah. A'udhu billahi. I can read and you can read after me so that you can read correctly, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Sisters, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You follow me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أرأيت
الذي
يكذب بالدين
أرأيت
الذي
يكذب
بالدين
فذلك
الذي
يدعو
اليتيم
ولا
يحض
على
طعام
المسكين
فويل
للمصلين
الذين
هم
عن
صلاتهم
ساهون
الذين
هم
يراؤون
ويمنعون
الماعون.
Okay, sister. I will read it again, then you read it one by one. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. صدق الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون المعون صدق الله العظيم.
Can you read the English translation?
Okay.
From Yasmin book.
Yeah.
Have you seen him who denies the recompense? That is he who repulses the orphan and urges not on the feeding of al-miskeen, the needy. So we to those performers of salat, those who delay their salat, those who do good deeds only to be seen, and withhold al-mu'minun, al-ma'un.
Al-ma'un,
okay. Small kindness like salt, sugar.
Actually, the aim of Surah Al-Ma'un, Al-Ma'un in English means the small kindness. Okay, what is the meaning of this? Al-Ma'un, it is related to the Arabic word, Ya'in means to help or to support. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in this surah about those whom they even don't like to give any small kindness. Okay, and also they did the good deeds only to be seen by the men. And they are those whom they delay their prayers. Okay, they don't pray on fixed time. Okay, subhanAllah. I will tell you now the aim of this surah. The aim of this surah is the establishment of one of the most fundamental aspects of faith. It is related to the phenomena of hypocrisy and false appearance. In Islam, the apparent aspects of the different acts of worship have no meaning unless they are motivated by sincerity and devotion to Allah. In Islam, when the Muslim has sincerity in his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this means that this sincerity will lead him to follow the right path, that is to say all his deeds will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even his social behavior will be a reflection of his sincerity. So he will have an Islamic behavior full of mercy, compassion and honesty. This is the Muslim who has sincerity, who is doing his deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? A man can profess to be a Muslim. That is, he accepted the religion and all its principles, offer prayers regularly, and observe all acts of worship, yet he is lacking the sense of, he is lacking the essence of faith and sincerity. He may be very far from the reality of Islam. Because, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any deed in Islam or any act except if it has two conditions. Number one, it is totally for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it is following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, which is for the sake of Allah, this is the meaning of the word sincerity. Okay? So, if you notice that there is someone coming to the masjid all the time, praying five prayers in the masjid, okay? But he likes the people to call him, this is a very religious man. But whenever he talks, he say, I am going to the masjid. I am always in the masjid. I am a true believer. I am giving for the sake of Allah. Okay, this man doesn't have sincerity. Okay, what all his deeds are not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for the sake of showing off. Okay, this is the reality of hypocrisy. Okay, those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in this verse of this surah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah ta'ala is not of worship of anyone, prayer of anyone, charity of anyone, good deeds of anyone. Okay? You are doing the good deeds for the sake of yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will offer you a good life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the paradise your final destination. So your good deeds is for your sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any deed which is for the sake of showing off. Okay? If anyone is doing any good deed for the sake of the people, this is not accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Those people, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. Okay? So we must give the full attention to the sincerity in our deeds, which is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any partner with him. Okay? So if we start to read this surah of the Quran, the first verse is related to a question. Okay? Have you seen him who denies the recompense? Okay? This is the question about the one, okay, who denies the recompense. What is the How we can prove that he denied the recompense? He repulses the orphan harshly. Okay? Those whom they treat the orphan in a, you know, wicked way. Okay? This is one of them. If that person is believing in the day of judgment, in the day of recompense, he will treat the orphan in the best way. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you just put your hand on the head of the, you know, orphan, okay, and you try, you know, to give him the feeling of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a lot of reward. If you support and if you take care of the orphan and consider him like your son, okay, if you, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, offer him, you know, what he needs for his life, okay, you spend on him, you will be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like these two fingers in the paradise. Okay, so taking care of the orphans is very highly appreciated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that orphan will never return for you the money which you give it for him. Because he is poor, he doesn't have a father. Who will return to you what you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when you take care of the orphan, this means that you are looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from anyone, because no one can, you know, replace what you give to the orphan. But if you notice that there is someone, okay, who is treating those poor children in a very difficult way or tough way, those people, they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. If they believe, they will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So this is what Allah is saying. Have you seen him who denied the recompense? What are the characters of that person? Number one, he treats the orphan harshly. Number two, Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he don't care for the needy. Okay? The true belief in Islam is not a spoken word, but an overall change of the individual's heart, motivating him to do good for all the fellow beings that are in need of his care and protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want words from his servants, but demands deed to support the spoken words. Nothing can be more forceful than these three verses in affirming this fact, which represents the nature of the faith. Number one, those whom they don't treat the orphan in a good way. Number two, those whom they don't help the needy. Number three, those whom they don't perform their prayers, okay, those whom they don't perform their prayers in its fixed time. And again, sisters, we Muslim does not understand the meaning of the word perform prayers, okay, or performing of the salah. It is not just, you know, to say Allahu Akbar and sujood and ruku' and your heart is not there at all. Your heart is in any worldly problem. This is not performing as-salah. Performing as-salah is again after related to the word sincerity. Okay? Sincerity means that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel every word, you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, and you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are having the connection with Him in the salah. This is a salah which is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So those, if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one controlling everything, and you have a meeting with Him at 5 o'clock or 5:05, are you supposed to postpone the meeting with the one who controls your life in order to watch the television? Or to have a phone call, or to have a nap, or to do anything, but just postpone the prayer. If you are a true believer that this is the meeting with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, you are supposed to have it the top priority and to prepare yourself for it, so that when you have you perform the prayer and you have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to Allah, you will be in reality meeting with the Lord, having the full sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you notice that most of the people, they don't pray, and if they pray, they don't pray in time, and they don't pray the full prayer, all the prayers, and they don't have sincerity in their prayers, the question is, those Muslims are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Lord. Those Muslims are true believers that there is a day of judgment. Those Muslims are true believers that they may die after 1 minute. Who can answer this question? Unfortunately, you know, this is very simple logic question. When you ask the Muslim about them, I don't think they have any answer. Okay, but subhanAllah, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to forget themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this in the Quran, نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to forget themselves. What is the meaning of forget themselves? To forget about their duties towards themselves. Performing the prayer is for the sake of yourself. Subhanallah, performing the prayer will prevent you from doing the bad deeds. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. Performing the prayers will always link you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performing the prayers is the gate to paradise. Those whom they don't pray, they will not enter the paradise. This is something, there is no discussion about it, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the first deed to be evaluated on the day of judgment is the prayer. If it is valid, all the other deeds will be valid. If it is not valid, the rest of the deeds will not valid. This is about prayers, valid or not valid. What about those whom they are not praying? What is the possibility for the paradise? Why they are living this worldly life? Waiting for death? Waiting for the hellfire? Waiting for what? You know, this is the logic question which every Muslim who is highly educated, sophistication in the degrees which they are having, okay, they have to ask themselves very simple question. In this life, worldly life, there must be an end. And if you are a true believer in Allah, if you are a Muslim, you must know that there is hellfire and paradise. And you must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just. There is justice. Whoever do the good deeds and follow the commands, he will be in the paradise. Whoever doesn't follow the commands, he will be in the hellfire. So do you follow the commands? Do you even perform, you know, only the prayers? If the Muslim just perform the prayers, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, this will make a lot of changes in their personal life, subhanAllah. But you know, sisters, now I always believe, you know, that those whom they don't obey Allah, they don't deserve to obey Allah. Allah is preparing for them what only Allah knows, nobody knows. Because, you know, a life without a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that in the sight of Allah they are less than animals. They don't deserve to have faith. No. They don't deserve. Let them live like the animals.
Yeah,
eat
that
and...
That is what I was reading in Surah Bakra translation.
You see?
You know that Allah is so proud. Forget about...
People whom they don't, you know, obey subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are deaf and mute and blind. But still, you can't imagine the punishment. You can't imagine
the punishment.
You can't. You know, 3 years ago, I made classes about the hellfire and the paradise. And you can't imagine the hellfire. Up to our, knowledge, still it is not the reality. You can't imagine. If we just believe that there is a hellfire and that belief is for 5 minutes, we will be praying day and night. Just for the sake that Allah will not send us to the hellfire. He can send us to any other place, not to the paradise. But just to be sure that inshallah I will not be in the hellfire. You can't imagine what Allah is preparing for those who, you know, Muslims whom they don't obey His commands and they don't. Allah is saying here, you know, so woe, this is fawailun. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ you know, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَمْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَلُونَ وَيْلٌ means great, great, great punishment. When Allah says the word wail in the Quran, this means that, you know, this is something which only Allah knows. Allah is talking here about those whom they perform prayers, but they delay it. What about those whom they don't pray? You know, hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of Muslims, they are not praying or regular in their prayers. And they are supposed to read this surah, Surah Al-Ma'un, you know, every year in the month of Ramadan at least, you know. And to know that Allah is saying what a great punishment He is preparing for those people. And then number two, the second character of those people whom they don't believe in the Day of Judgment is that they do the good deeds only to be seen of men. Again and again, you know, sisters, when you realize the power of Allah and you believe that Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, you immediately, you will feel that all the human beings on the earth are equal to zero. Because the only and the all the power is Allah. So the rest is nothing. So how come you will do the good deeds for the sake of nothing? How come you can pray the deeds which are for Allah, you do it for the sake of the people? This means that those whom they are the hypocrite or they have hypocrisy, they don't have mind. How come I will care for those handful of dust whom they cannot cause harm or they cannot give any benefit? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am not supposed to see the people even. You know, I only feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah. I feel Allah. I fear Allah. I love Allah. I call on Allah. I need Allah. I am looking for everything from Allah. And I do everything for His sake so that He will take care of me. Alhamdulillah, shower me with His mercy, He will listen to my supplication, and He will save me from the hellfire. What about the human being in the life of the believer? The human being are the way to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My parents are my way. Allah commanded me to treat my parents in a good way, so my parents for me are a way to obey Allah. My kids, my husband, Allah commanded me to obey him, treat him in a good way, so I will do all of this to please Allah, so that Allah, the Lord, the one who controls everything, will make for me an outlet from every problem and will send me, inshallah, to paradise. My kids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to teach them, you know, Islam and to make them good children or good men and women for the sake of Islam. So I will take care of them, not for their sake. And to tell you the truth, nowadays, kids doesn't deserve anything. This is my point of view. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, that I take care of my kids for the sake of Allah. But if it is for the sake of the kids, by time, no one will take care of her kids. Because, you know, every generation is worse than the previous one. Every generation is more selfish than the previous one. Subhanallah. So when you do all the deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, you will be sure that inshaAllah I will be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and in the hereafter. But if you do the deeds for the sake of the people, who will guarantee your reward? None will guarantee your reward. Everyone nowadays wants to take as they can and never to give at all. Subhanallah. Why? Because they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. If they believe in the Day of Judgment, they will try to give more and more than to take. Subhanallah. Then, what is their character also? وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ Withhold even the small kindness. You know, this is a clarification, you know, of how those people, they don't want to give anything. You know? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Like, I cannot understand English, like, you know, and withhold al-maun,
yes,
small kindness. Small kindness can be anything, right?
Yes.
It does not need to be something immaterial. Like, he quotes examples like salt, sugar, water.
Yes, I will clarify to you this one. Yes.
Sometimes a smile also counts when I say that you look at this kindness. You smile with the kindness.
Yes, if you want to give bail or to help people by any means, you know, al-ma'un is al-ma'una, you know, al-ma'una is the help and support by any means. Even, you know, this is even, Allah is clarifying to you how they don't like to help at all. Even if you add some sugar or some salt, which is something not
very
counted,
little.
Very little, they will not give you. So what about the love, support, care, compassion? Never. Okay? So these are the characters of those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them that they deny the recompense. Okay? Because number one, they treat the orphan harshly. Number two, they don't urge not on the feeding of the poor. They don't pray their prayers in time, and they do the good deeds for the sake of the people, and they withhold the small kindness. So we learn from this surah of the Quran that we must be always having the sincerity in our deeds, doing the deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most important is our prayers, to do it for the sake of Allah and to do it in time and to perform as-salah. As-salah means the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about hypocrisy and always try to give the people and to help the people, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah fi awn al-abd." This is awn from al-ma'un, al-i'ana. "Inna Allah fi awn al-abd ma dam al-abd fi awn akhih." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help his servant who is helping his brother or his sister. If you help me, Allah will help you. Okay? So, if we believe in this hadith, we will be always looking to help each other so that Allah will help you. Okay? Suppose I ask you, sister, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasmin, can you please give me a ride tonight, for example? And you tell me, okay, this is human being to human being help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with something which a human being cannot do. You see, so subhanallah, if we believe in this, we will be always looking to help anyone, because I will be replaced by help from the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so when you look around you and you notice that everyone is trying by all the means not to help others, you will realize that those people don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is actually the most important point nowadays. Why people are not helping each other? If you believe that when you help, okay, number one, you are not the one helping. You have the intention to help. But the one who can do the deeds is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose you tell me, Sister Mona, inshallah, I will give you a ride. You have the intention. Then when we go out, you discover that you have a problem in your car. You see? So you will not be able to take me. Allah will reward you because you have the intention. You see? And I will not have that drive. You will not give me. Because your car is not working. But because of your intention. So we human beings are only intention. The deeds are done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time have the good intention to help the people. Looking, no, you are doing this not for, you know, for nothing. No, you are doing this looking for the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I come for the class, I am coming for nothing? No, I am not coming for nothing. I am looking for to please Allah, help from Allah, support from Allah, which is more and more and more than, you know, my intention to come to the market for 1 or 2 hours. Then, other than the help and support from Allah, the reward. Where is the paradise in our life as a goal in the life of the Muslim? What will be our end as Muslims? We will die and we will disappear? No. There must be a destination. How I can save my destination? Through the good deeds. If we are not having the intention to do good deeds, what will be our destination? When you look around, you always feel that Muslims, mostly they don't have mind. They forget about reflection. If you reflect for 5 or 10 minutes, you know the right path, the path of tranquility and peace will be very clear to you. But unfortunately, they forget Allah, and Allah made them to forget themselves. Subhanallah. So this is about... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Okay, let us go and pray and then I will proceed to you. And inshallah.